bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Last week, we had a very powerful time with Reverend Stanley Mains. Are we clapping for the man? This morning, I have a very short word.
J'ai un bref message ce matin.
On love.
Sur l'amour.
But having love for the things of God. Getting involved.
Aimer les choses de Dieu. Être impliqué.
Because if you don't love God, you can't love anyone.
Parce que si vous n'aimez pas Dieu, vous ne pouvez aimer personne.
Anybody who don't have a genuine love for God cannot love a human being.
Celui qui n'a pas un véritable amour pour Dieu ne peut pas aimer l'être humain.
So you go deeper for the things of God. How you can love the things of God, love His house and your love for souls.
Nous allons savoir comment aimer Dieu, aimer sa maison et aimer ses âmes.
Jesus came because of love.
Jésus est venu à cause de l'amour.
Bible says, for God so loved the world.
La Bible dit que Dieu a tant aimé le monde.
He gave his only begotten son.
Il a donné son fils unique.
So it's because of love that's why Jesus appeared. The appearance of Jesus, the force behind his appearance was the force of love.
C'est à cause de la force de l'amour qui est derrière Jésus que Jésus est venu.
The book of Luke. Jesus Christ came in the totality of love, and that love moved him to be in the things of God.
Dans le livre de Luc, Jésus est venu dans la plénitude de la totalité de l'amour. Et c'est à cela l'amour de Dieu.
What you love, you do.
Ce que tu aimes, tu fais.
Where you love, you go.
Là où tu aimes, tu y vas.
Whatever we do is being moved by love.
Tout ce que nous faisons est poussé par l'amour.
And whatever you don't love, you can't do it well.
Ce que tu n'aimes pas, tu ne peux pas bien le faire.
If you love something, you do it and do it with passion.
Si tu aimes quelque chose, tu le fais et tu le fais avec passion.
Anything you are being forced or being begged to do, then the love is not there.
Tout ce que tu fais pendant qu'on te demande et qu'on te
stresse, Jesus Christ came with so much example.
Jésus est venu avec beaucoup de.
At the age of 17 years, the man had, the boy had serious love for the things of God.
À l'âge de 17 ans, il avait un sérieux amour de Dieu.
So Luke chapter number 2, verse 49.
Luke chapter 2, verse 49.
His father and mother was looking for him.
Son père et sa mère étaient à sa recherche.
And he said to them,
et il leur a dit,
why did you seek me?
Pourquoi me cherchez-vous?
Didn't you know that I must be about my father's business?
Ne savez-vous pas que je dois m'occuper des affaires de mon père?
They went everywhere looking for him.
Ils sont allés partout le chercher.
But they found him in the house of God.
Et ils l'ont trouvé dans la maison de Dieu.
Because he had love for God and love for the things of God.
À cause de l'amour pour Dieu, à cause de l'amour
so
pour les choses de Dieu.
Why are you seeking me?
Dit, mais pourquoi me cherchez-vous?
Don't you know I must be in my father's business?
Ne savez-vous pas que je dois être dans les affaires de mon père?
Write this one down.
Écrivez ceci.
Until his love consumes you.
Jusqu'à ce que son amour te consume.
Until his love consumes you.
Jusqu'à ce que son amour te consume.
You cannot make impact in life.
Tu ne peux pas avoir d'impact dans la vie.
Until his love consumes you.
Jusqu'à ce que son amour se consume.
You cannot become relevant in life.
tu ne peux pas avoir de significance dans la vie.
Some of us are in a church, but the love we have for God is shallow.
Certains d'entre nous, nous sommes dans la maison, mais l'amour que nous avons pour Dieu est faible.
Our love is shallow.
C'est très faible.
So one day David woke up in the morning.
Un jour David s'est levé le matin.
Psalm 69 verse 9. Give me NIV, NLT and the message.
Psalm 69 verse 9.
He said, "The love for God has consumed me."
L'amour de Dieu m'a consumé.
Love for God. The L'amour love I have for God.
Que j'ai pour Dieu.
Now give me, you get the real meaning. Read for me. For your zeal. Read for me.
For your zeal.
No, wait. Not the message now. Let's start from somewhere.
For zeal for your house.
For zeal for your house.
Consumes me.
If somebody says something has consumed me, do you understand it?
Quand quelqu'un dit que quelque chose m'a consumé, ça veut dire que
I'm taking my time to build a message. It's a for your zeal, the zeal for your house has consumed me.
Car le zèle de ta
which means
maison m'a consumé.
Which means is everywhere. The zeal for your house has given me zeal cancer.
Et que le zèle de ton amour m'a donné le zèle de
everywhere,
de cancer.
Everywhere in me.
Partout en moi.
The zeal for your house.
Le zèle de ta maison.
Has consumed me.
M'a consumé.
Don't read the next verse. We read it in the Message Bible. Get in the Message Bible. Check it. Read for me. Say what? Yes, read for me. Ever read for us, yes.
I love you more than I can say.
David said, I love you more than I can say.
Because I am madly
because
in love with you.
Because I am madly, if somebody tells I am madly in love, do you understand it?
David dit que je suis devenu fou de ton
amour. Ask the one beside, are you mad in love with God?
Est-ce que tu as un amour fou pour Dieu?
Ask the person beside, are you madly?
Est-ce que tu as un amour fou pour Dieu?
Look at the person's face and ask him, are you sure?
Est-ce que tu es sûr?
Now, there are two things here. He said, I love you more than I can say.
Je t'aime plus que je ne puisse l'exprimer.
He's talking to God. He said, because I am madly.
Parce que je suis devenu fou.
Do you know what it takes for somebody to be in love with God?
Savez-vous ce que cela demande que d'un homme soit amour de Dieu?
Okay, since you became born again.
Depuis que tu es né de nouveau.
Maybe 5 years or 10 years.
Peut-être 5 ans, 10 ans.
What is the craziest thing you've done for God?
Quelle est la chose la plus folle que tu as fait pour Dieu?
Craziest thing. And we are expecting a lot from God.
Nous attendons l'amour de Dieu.
No wonder David was a man after God's own heart. And check it. Read the second verse. I'm mad in love.
They blame
me. He said, because I'm in love with you.
For everything they dislike about
you. People are blaming me and they are everything they say. They are insulting me because my love for you is crazy.
À cause de l'amour fou que j'ai pour toi, tout le monde me blâme.
We are talking about love. Anywhere you don't see love, forget about unity.
Partout où tu ne vois pas d'amour, tu peux pas avoir d'unité.
And before you can love well, you must have love for God and love for His house.
Et que avant que tu ne puisses aimer véritablement, il faut avoir l'amour pour Dieu et l'amour pour sa maison.
Today, dispensation, the Christians we have, they think they are smart.
La chrétienté que nous avons aujourd'hui, ils pensent qu'ils sont devenus
intelligents. But they have forgotten that the Bible has not changed.
Mais ils oublient que l'amour de la Bible n'a pas changé.
We think we are smart.
On pense qu'on est devenu intelligent.
We think we are smarter than God.
On pense qu'on est devenu plus intelligent que Dieu.
Many people go to church just to use God and use the pastor.
Les gens vont à l'église pensent pour utiliser Dieu et le pasteur.
Some go to church because they want God to give them what they are looking for.
Certains vont à Dieu parce qu'ils veulent que Dieu leur donne ce qu'ils ont besoin.
Write this one down. If you are in love for God, you don't think of receiving. You think of giving. Love don't receive. Love gives.
Si tu as un amour pour Dieu, tu ne penses pas à recevoir, tu penses plutôt à donner. L'amour ne reçoit pas, mais plutôt
For
il donne.
For God so loved the world, he did not receive, he gave.
Car l'amour a tant aimé, Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné.
He gave.
Il a donné.
What are you giving in the house of God?
Qu'est-ce que tu donnes dans la maison de Dieu?
What are you giving?
Qu'est-ce que tu donnes?
Jesus Christ said, "Why are you looking for me?
Jésus dit,
I must be in my Father's business."
Pourquoi me cherchez-vous? Je dois m'occuper de mes affaires de mon père.
Can I preach to somebody here? Are you sure? The third thing I will say that my preaching changes. We are climbing. God did not save us to decorate us as dummies.
Dieu ne nous a pas sauvés pour que nous soyons une décoration.
Have you seen a dummy before? Your salvation is not decoration.
Ton salut n'est pas une décoration.
You were saved to save. You were saved. To save.
Tu as été sauvé pour servir. Tu as été sauvé pour sauver.
You were not saved to come and sit in the church.
Tu n'as pas été sauvé pour venir t'asseoir.
For 10 years, for 20 years.
10 ans, 20 ans.
To enjoy the wine, enjoy the food. You come to church, I lay hands, you fall down, prophesy. You were not called to enjoy those things. You were called. God saved you for you to save others. You were saved to serve.
Tu as été sauvé pour sauver les autres. Tu as été sauvé
you cannot serve without love.
Tu ne peux pas servir sans amour.
You cannot save without love.
Tu ne peux pas sauver sans amour.
This was a problem of our sister Esther in the Bible.
Et c'était là le problème de notre sœur Esther dans la Bible.
Esther entered the palace.
Elle est rentrée dans le palais.
And Esther forgot why she was saved as an orphan to become a queen. She forgot.
Elle a oublié le fait qu'elle
and she was in the palace enjoying the air condition.
Elle aimait la climatisation.
Enjoying the wine,
le vin,
the prestige,
et tout le prestige.
Enjoying the works,
tout ce qui était là.
Hear me very well.
Écoute très bien.
God will not reward us according to our title.
Dieu ne va pas nous récompenser selon notre titre.
Or God will reward us according to our position. The reward comes to meet our works.
Non pas pour notre position, mais pour notre travail.
So you were not saved as a born again to come to church and sit down Monday to Sunday, and some even only appear here only on Sunday. You go, you come back on Sunday, you go, you come back on Sunday, you go, you come back on Sunday. So the year ends. The year comes, and the year ends. The year comes, the year ends. It comes, you go, you come, you go, you come, and you are growing, and you are asking God to bless you. What are you doing to prove your love for God?
Certains, ils s'en vont, ils reviennent, les dimanches, ils s'en vont, ils reviennent. Les années passent, les jours passent. Que fais-tu pour Dieu? Quelle œuvre entreprends-tu pour Dieu?
Esther was saved.
Esther était sauvée.
She was not qualified to be a queen mother, but mercy located Esther. Grace found Esther, and Esther found himself in the temple, in the palace. So when there was a plot, the uncle told Esther, "Don't forget yourself. You are not where you think you are. You are a Jew. You are a Jew. You are Hadassah. Don't forget yourself. You are in the palace. Such a time as this to save your brothers, save your sisters. Don't forget yourself." So, sister, you are saved in the temple, not to sit down Sunday morning looking nice. You are saved to save others.
Esther, c'est ce qu'elle avait oublié, que c'est la grâce qu'il a logée, c'est la grâce qu'il a localisée pour qu'elle puisse s'asseoir dans le palais, et qu'elle a oublié que c'était parce qu'elle devait sauver les autres, ses frères, que Dieu l'avait donné cette grâce.
Matthieu chapitre 9.
Matthieu 9.
The reason why you can't win soul, and soul winning is difficult for you, that you have no love for God.
La raison pour laquelle tu ne peux pas gagner les âmes et les gagner les âmes, c'est difficile.
In fact, soul winning and evangelism is a proof of your love for God.
L'évangélisation et le fait de gagner les âmes est la preuve de l'amour de Dieu.
The reason why Jesus came to win soul is because of love.
La raison pour laquelle Jésus est venu, c'est pour
gagner les âmes. Anybody who does not love God or does not love the things of God can't win soul.
Celui qui n'aime pas Dieu et qui n'aime pas les choses de Dieu ne peut pas gagner les âmes.
Soul winning is not part of your plans.
Le fait de gagner les âmes ne fait pas partie de ton plan.
Soul winning is not part of your agenda.
Cela ne fait pas partie de ton calendrier.
Because the love for God is not there.
Parce que l'amour de Dieu n'y est pas.
You love yourself.
Tu t'aimes toi-même.
What you get,
ce que tu veux avoir.
What you wear,
ce que tu vas porter.
What people will give you,
ce que les gens vont te
how
donner.
People think about you,
comment les gens pensent de
that's
toi.
What you are talking about.
C'est cela que tu
but
penses.
Love for God,
l'amour de
and
Dieu.
Hear me. Few Christians, some Christians have developed and have captured the mystery of soul winning, and they are doing it.
Et certains chrétiens ont capturé le fait de gagner les âmes et ils y sont.
And they are getting results.
Et ils ont des résultats.
Matthew 9, verse 35, coming down. See what happened and what moved Jesus Christ to win souls.
Voici ce qui s'est passé et qui a poussé Jésus à gagner les âmes.
Matthew 9, read for me, verse
35. Then Jesus went about all
and
the
Jesus
cities.
Went about all, look at his lifestyle. He went about all the cities.
And villages.
Teaching in their synagogue.
Preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse number 36.
But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them.
When he saw them, love.
Quand il les a vus, il y avait l'amour.
Love.
Il y avait l'amour.
When he saw the multitude.
Quand il a vu la multitude.
Young man.
Jeune homme.
Use your energy for the kingdom.
Utilise ton énergie pour le royaume.
Young woman.
Jeune femme.
Use your energy for the kingdom.
Utilise ton énergie pour le royaume.
And when he saw the multitude.
Et quand il a vu la multitude.
His heart. Whatever troubles you is your assignment to solve.
Ce qui te trouble, c'est ton devoir que tu dois résoudre.
Whatever bothers you, God gives you assignment. It's your assignment to solve the problem.
Ce qui touche ton intérieur, c'est que Dieu te le donne pour que tu puisses résoudre un problème.
Behind the movement of Jesus, winning soul is because of love.
Le mouvement de Jésus, c'est à cause de l'amour.
If you don't love God, you can't be a soul winner.
Si tu n'aimes pas Dieu, tu ne peux pas gagner les âmes.
Shift to the next verse, 37.
Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful.
The harvest is plentiful.
But the laborers are few.
Why? Because they are multitude. Many people, but few are working for God.
La moisson est grande, mais les ouvriers sont peu nombreux. Il y a une multitude,
mais
les ouvriers sont peu.
But few are winning souls.
Et très, beaucoup d'églises, mais il y a très peu qui gagnent les âmes. Très peu.
Yesterday I said on Facebook.
Yeah, je disais sur Facebook.
The day you lie down and your soul will walk out of your body.
Le jour que tu vas te coucher et que ton âme sortira
de ton
corps
dead,
et que tu sais que tu es là.
You value the message we are preaching today.
Tu vas donner la valeur au message que nous faisons aujourd'hui.
That you have a place to go one day.
Parce que tu sais que tu as un endroit où tu dois aller un jour.
And when you die,
et quand tu meurs,
what will follow you,
ce qui va te suivre,
is your works.
Ce sont tes œuvres.
So I'm showing you what you must do here.
Je te montre ce que tu dois faire ici maintenant.
The most important thing you must do on the earth.
La chose la plus importante que tu dois faire sur la terre.
It's not to marry.
Ce n'est pas se marier.
To have a child.
Avoir des enfants.
It's not the most important thing.
Ce n'est pas les
choses importantes. To buy a car. It's not the most important thing.
Ce ne sont pas les choses les plus importantes.
To build a house. No.
Construire une maison. Non.
It's secondary.
Ça c'est le deuxième.
It's far from that.
C'est même loin de là.
What you did in the kingdom.
Ce que tu as fait dans le royaume.
John preached to Andrews right now.
Jean a prêché à André.
And Andrews believed.
Et André a cru.
And when he believed,
et quand André a cru,
he brought Simon, who became Peter.
Il a envoyé Simon, qui est devenu aujourd'hui Pierre.
Jesus found Philip.
Jésus a trouvé Philippe.
And told Philip to follow him.
Et a dit à Philippe de le
when
suivre.
When Philip met Jesus.
Quand Philippe a trouvé
Jésus. Also brought Nathanael.
Il a envoyé Nathanael.
You.
Toi.
When you met Jesus.
Quand tu as rencontré Jésus.
Whom have you brought?
Qui as-tu envoyé?
Imagine Andrews refused to bring Peter. We wouldn't have gotten Peter leading the disciples. Imagine Jesus left Philip. Most of you, the soul you have refused to win through love, you are blocking them. Because Peter, me, somebody brought to Christ. Somebody led me. Somebody pulled me. Me too, I have pulled people. You, who have you pulled?
Supposez que Pierre, Jésus n'avait pas appelé, Nathanaël n'avait pas appelé Pierre et qu'il n'avait pas appelé les autres. Qui sera aujourd'hui?
Sitting in the church is not why you were called.
S'asseoir dans l'église, ce n'est pas à cela que tu as été appelé.
We are not called to become spectators. All of you playing the organs and instrumentalists, have a young baby.
Nous ne sommes pas appelés pour être des spectateurs.
We don't play drums in heaven. You will appear there by your works. We are not called to be spectators.
Nous ne sommes pas appelés à être des spectateurs.
And commentators.
Et des commentateurs.
Talking.
Parler.
Watching. Regardez. We are called to labor.
Nous sommes appelés à
hold
œuvrer.
Your neighbor and tell him or her, there is a trumpet in the spirit of God calling souls. Do something with your life. Tell the person.
Fais quelque chose avec ta vie.
This amount of love. I'm not to talk about loving each other. Because most of the love we love each other, and they are fake.
Et
because you yourself, you don't love God.
Toi-même, tu n'aimes pas, Dieu.
The most of the love we declare to each other is based on conditions.
La plupart de l'amour que nous déclarons les uns pour les autres, c'est basé sur conditions.
You see a young man fall in love with a woman because the woman get 10,000 monthly salary.
Si tu vois un jeune homme qui suit une jeune femme, c'est parce qu'elle a du
l'argent. The young man is lazy, so he's depending on the young lady's salary.
Et que le jeune homme il est paresseux.
He will chop down for 10 months and leave you.
Il va bouffer jusqu'à 10 mois et puis il va partir.
And when your heart breaks, you come for me to pour oil. I'll pour zume.
Et quand ton cœur est brisé, tu voudras qu'on te donne de l'huile.
John chapter 1 verse 40 for the coming down. That's how kingdom multiplies. Love. And this
Jean
one brings this. And Andrews brought this. Hey, read for me. No, verse 40.
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew.
Hear me. So John preached to Andrew.
Jean a prêché André,
Simon Peter's brother.
That's right. Verse 41.
He first found his own brother Simon and said to him,
that's right.
We have found the Messiah, which is translated the
so
Christ.
So if you find Jesus, let others also find him.
Si tu trouves Jésus, que les autres aussi le trouvent.
Keep on reading for me.
And he brought
then
him to Jesus.
Brought him to Jesus.
Now when Jesus looked at him,
looked at
he
him,
said,
uh-huh.
You are Simon, the son of Jonah. Jonah. Uh-huh. You shall be called Cephas, uh-huh. which is translated stone.
43. Uh-huh.
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee. Uh-huh. And he found Philip and said to him, follow me.
Mm-hmm. Keep on reading.
Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him.
So everyone that met Jesus also brought somebody to follow him.
Since
you met him,
depuis que tu as trouvé,
who has followed you?
Qui t'a suivi?
Man of God, me, I can't preach.
Homme de Dieu, je ne peux pas prêcher.
If you can't preach, invite.
Si tu ne peux pas prêcher, invite.
Unless I'm going to preach.
Et quelqu'un prêche.
I say what? Please respond. I say what?
Que dis-je?
I say what?
Qu'ai-je dit?
When God called me at early age, it took me 2 years to start preaching.
Quand Dieu m'a appelé dans
le ministère, because I was feeling shy to preach.
Pour pouvoir prêcher. J'avais honte de prêcher.
So I'll prophesy because if you close your eyes, you can't see me. I prophesied. The phrase I preached was light off on the field. And when we were praying, the light went off. I said, if light is off, I'll preach. I was preaching and the light came. And the thing told me, if you can preach light off and the light came, then you can go for that day. Why? If you can't preach, you can do something. You can invite. You invite and let somebody preach.
Si tu ne peux pas prêcher, tu peux inviter. Un prêtre doit faire quelque chose et quelqu'un prêche.
Let me cut my message. Two things that shows you love God.
Deux choses qui montrent ton amour pour Dieu.
No, three, sorry. One.
Trois choses plutôt.
Your love for his word.
Ton amour pour sa parole.
Psalm 119, verse 97.
Psalm 119.
This message people don't like, but this is what you need. That God bless you and you go far is good, but it doesn't change anything. It just excites you. But these are the messages you must hear to make you sit up and work for God. Most of, if you die today, what book? If you die today, what book out heaven? You will go to heaven, but what book? You're a wasted life. Because you've not win any soul.
Plupart d'entre vous ici pour moi aujourd'hui,
God will never clap for you because you have $1 million in your account.
Dieu ne va jamais clamer de ton million de dollars que tu as dans ton compte.
Why are you, Kwabena? You've saved money, $1 billion. Why are you, Papa? Today, a young man came to me this week. When he came to me, I was laughing. When he came, counseling time, he knew that. You see, are you prophesying? I've been seeing your TV posted. I thought I would see a huge man. I was laughing. I was laughing. See, you are simple. Oh, look at the car you even drive. Maybe I'm arguing now. And where my heart is. Look at what a young man is thinking. He's imagined to come and see somebody in the imagination. So I was laughing. And man, Kassan, okay, God bless you. Use good. Are you prophet?
Un jeune homme est venu me voir cette semaine et il avait une grande imagination de moi. Il croyait voir cette grande personne. Es-tu la personne que je vois à la télé tous les dimanches? Pourquoi es-tu si simple et tout cela? Écoute et écoute-moi bien.
Do God's own for him first.
Fais d'abord pour Dieu.
Give God the best of your life first.
Donne à Dieu le meilleur de ta
and
vie.
And what others struggle to get, you will get it for free.
Et ce que les autres se débattent pour avoir, toi tu l'auras gratuitement.
Look at the board.
Oh, how I love your law.
The first sign of a man who loves God is how you love the word. Most of you, Bible, un kind that.
Le premier signe de l'amour de Dieu, c'est l'amour de sa parole.
We need people. Even the house of God. Please, the way some are looking at me as if I'm insulting you. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm I'm speaking God's word. Most of you read all articles, foolish articles, unnecessary articles, unprofiting articles, articles that will not excite, that will not ignite the fire in you. We read those articles. We spend our time reading unnecessary things. Some have books, powerful novels, and they read, but they don't have time to read the Bible.
Beaucoup d'entre nous, nous lisons tous les magazines.
Please, are you a Christian, or your Christianity is just a title on you and a dressing you are showing?
Ta chrétienté est-elle seulement tes habits et ce que tu montres de toi?
This year, I must get money. This year, I must have money.
Je dois avoir l'argent.
Mais Dieu, Bouddha, I don't have a target. I must, no, no, no. It's, why must I struggle? If he has called me, he must provide for me.
S'il m'a appelé, il pourvoira pour moi.
Why must I worry myself?
Pourquoi moi, je m'inquiète?
Some of you. That's why most of the young girls here, you are not even 40 years. But in be may break you akumano. Because akumano for manyami, what the man be ma, on may break it, sir. It will break. Ain't it? On the chisel, but chisel. You a young man. For you to love God, you've dedicated your heart and you are loving different women. Kenyan, Namibian, Japanese. He said, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day.
Dis comme j'aime ta parole, c'est ma méditation de tous les jours.
If I'm praying to you, you have to believe me because I started this work at the age of 10, 11. I started so young. If I'm telling you what God does and what people go through, believe me, I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you what I've experienced from the day God called me.
À partir de 10 ans, 11 ans, j'ai commencé cette œuvre de Dieu. Si je vous dis quelque chose, croyez-moi. Je sais ce que les gens endurent.
Love this word.
Aime ceci.
Most of you, you have different shoes, different dresses, but Bible, you don't even have. The one you are holding is your late grandmother who is dead.
Et certains d'entre vous, vous n'aimez pas la parole de Dieu, vous n'aimez pas la Bible. Celle que vous avez même, c'est celle de votre grand-mère.
Some come to church with the family Bible.
Les gens viennent à l'église avec la famille de la vie. Tout le monde utilise ça.
The first proof of your love for God is your love for the word.
La première preuve de l'amour de Dieu, c'est l'amour pour sa parole.
I know men of God who only opens the Bible and are going to preach.
Je connais des hommes qui utilisent de la Bible seulement quand ils s'en vont
prier. Oh, yes, so you're a man of God. You only read the Bible before you go and prayer. God has not called you.
Tu lis seulement la Bible quand
you had a miss call.
Tu t'en as prêché.
You must do personal Bible studies.
Tu dois faire des études bibliques personnelles.
This week, four pastors came to me. When they entered the office, I have opened three Bibles and said, hey, with all the revelations, I was laughing. With all your reviews reading the Bible, maybe three Bibles now make him when they came.
Cette semaine, des pasteurs sont venus me voir au bureau.
He said, with all the revelations, and I was reading not to go and preach, just to edify myself.
Je ne lisais pas pour aller prêcher, mais je lisais pour m'édifier moi-même.
Just to read it. Love the word. Read it. Two, your commitment. God's house.
Ton engagement dans la maison de Dieu.
It's a proof of your love.
C'est la preuve.
On va sur un Sunday, on bochina, on bene, on bochina. 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 10 months, Are you coming to church? They are pursuing you. Your love for the house of God, your commitment. Why must you be a worker or a singer? Then Sunday you not come and stand here and sing. And you are a young person. It means you have not set your priorities right.
Pour certains d'entre vous, vous ne venez que seulement les dimanches.
Do you know
après dimanche?
The value of holding microphone to do something for God? It becomes a covenant for you and your children's children.
Savez-vous ce que c'est
holding microphone to do something for God? It's not for show. If I hold microphone, I am not here for show. I am here to strengthen covenant with God.
Je suis venu pour mettre la force dans l'alliance avec Dieu.
It's an honor and it's a privilege to stand behind the microphone and preach. It's not by chance or by anything. It's by heaven. So it's just by the mercy I am standing here preaching the gospel. God can choose somebody who is better than me. So if I stand here, I'm not here because I am better. I'm here because I must establish a covenant.
Si je suis là, c'est pour établir la
no, the value of holding microphone to sing.
La valeur de tenir le micro de Dieu pour chanter pour Dieu.
It's not for show.
Ce n'est pas pour le show.
Commitment.
L'engagement.
Many have voice, they don't sing.
Beaucoup ont la voix, ils ne chantent pas.
Many can work for God, do it.
Beaucoup peuvent travailler pour Dieu, ils ne le font pas.
When it comes to God, you give excuses. I'm tired. I'm this. It's a sign that you don't love God.
Quand vous devez faire quelque chose, vous dites, je suis fatigué, ceci et cela. C'est un signe que vous n'aimez pas Dieu.
I saw some rich man be talking by heart on Facebook. By heart. Let me share you on interview. I'll prove to them their wisdom is worldly wisdom. Say, how can someone go to church in the morning 7 and close 11 and he must go and cook? Meanwhile, you can go to your girlfriend's room and be there from 9 to the following day. You, the rich man, talking about that.
Certains disaient que un homme dit, un riche dit, pourquoi aller à l'église et rester de 9h à midi alors que lui-même il s'en va chez sa copine, il reste là de 21h au juste.
Demonic advice on social media. Demonic advice. And somebody who is weak will take it.
Je ne vais pas aller à l'église pour rester longtemps.
Ochina advice will be too quiet. Obi too quiet. Obi fear cry too quiet. Your commitment to God's house.
Ton engagement dans la maison de Dieu.
When I was in school. Prayer and other things. So one day, one of my classmates came to me. He said, "Hey, Adesin, can you not tell me? I said, "Hey, you saw the light early, and we thought you were not normal. You saw the light early, Papa."
Un de mes anciens camarades de classe m'a dit que
when I became 14 years, 15, I knew where God was taking me.
Je savais ce que j'allais devenir.
I knew where I was going.
Je sais que je savais où j'allais.
If I'm advising you, take it.
Si je vous donne un conseil,
if I'm speaking the word, take it.
Si je vous parle, prenez
ça. Some of us, we are living testimonies.
Certains d'entre nous, nous sommes le témoignage vivant.
Your love for God's house.
Ton amour pour la maison de Dieu.
Is a proof of your love for God.
C'est la preuve de ton amour pour Dieu.
Most of you, if soul winning was a business, they would never employ you.
Si pour d'entre
vous, if church coming was was a business of marking, heaven won't be.
Si c'était pour l'église, venez pour faire les affaires, on n'allait pas.
And I'm not sorry too much. I'm sorry too much. The going up and down is too much. You can go and come. Three, the third one. Evangelism.
Le troisième point, c'est l'évangélisation.
Your love for souls.
Ton amour pour les âmes.
Read these two scriptures, then I'm done. Romans 13, 8. Romans 14, 12. Romans 13, 8. Romans 14, 12. Did I write any? Okay.
Owe no man anything except to love one another.
Okay.
For he who loves another.
Now stop there. He said, owe no man. He said, men do be a love. Now, you know why he said that. In the same Romans 14, verse 12. Owe no one anything except love.
Ne devez rien à personne si ce n'est l'amour.
Now check the 14, Romans 14, 12. You understand it deeper. Romans 14.
So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God.
Right. Another word, account. When my account, back account. Everything account must count. So you shall give, each of us shall give account of himself to God. You know what? You give account how you use your love.
Et tu vas rendre compte de la manière dont tu as
fait ça. That's the word. So, you have love. How do you use your love? You give account of the love God put in you. How you use your love. You use your love for shoes. I have a woman, it's my mother, one of my mothers. One day, when you fear she, I say, prophet, me fear she, I come and shoot 250. Fear not she, no. In shoes, I shin the air kind. The shoe that we did not she is 250. One day, she will come here and I'll remind her. Where did she go? I'll remind her. Oh, so my maker said, okay, I said, we should, but me make her more than she'll come here one day. I think she'll come and see what God have done in our life. So she'll come and see. She'll come and I'll remind her. 250. And 250. Only four. They are, you know, share that. 250. Hello? How have you saw the Senegal captain? What is Negra? Senegal captain, Sergio Mane. Okay. You know what he did? He used his own money and moved Senegalese from Senegal, over 80 people, 85, in a plane to Cameroon. This is how passion and love can cause a man to behave crazy.
Un homme peut être fou de ce qu'il fait. De la manière dont Sergio Mano avait prenant 80 personnes
one rich man
pour pouvoir envoyer dans
put people in a plane for crusade, they will insult the person.
Si un homme d'affaires prenait des gens dans un avion pour une croisade, on va l'insulter.
Do not problem.
Savez-vous notre problème?
The church of God,
l'église de Dieu,
must not be poor.
Ne doit pas être pauvre.
God must give us money.
Dieu doit nous donner l'argent.
And the money comes if our passion for the work goes up. His passion have gone up. There was one footballer, I saw him training. He's in the river. And some are training with, they are doing hard training. If I call you all night, you sleep. The money they are getting, they deserve because they're training, they train them more, you know. Small dream. Most of your reza is 1 hour reza. And you can uki, 30 minutes key wrong. The day I saw angelic presence and angelic power, and I saw order and discipline, if I come to church and I don't see them, because in the realms, even when I'm ministering, some angel can enter here just for a second and leave on church because Obiba. Second one, the angel that brings names are not the same that brings towns. Sometimes thousand angels come. If I see their order, some, oh my goodness.
Le jour que j'ai vu dans le règne l'ordre des
anges. If you wish, you leave and come back in the night and come here. You know that somebody's at the gate.
Si tu es sorcier que tu viens dans le monde, tu sauras que il y a quelqu'un qui est à la porte.
So in the house of God, there must be order.
Dans la maison de Dieu, il doit y avoir de l'ordre et de la discipline.
Hear me. All your life,
toute ta vie,
you've lived. How you've spent your love, Odon. So the Odon Kramaya will be show in heaven. So Odon snakes, you show in heaven. How you've used your love. Odon Yamidima, the love God has given you. How you use your love, you will give account.
Comment Dieu, l'amour que Dieu t'a donné, de la manière dont tu l'as donné.
He said, each of us, you will appear before him and show him the love he put in you, what you use your love for.
Et quand il va t'appeler, tu vas lui montrer l'amour, comment tu as utilisé cela.
Give account.
Rendre compte.
Who give account?
Rendre compte.
What you use your love for. Is it? Shall give account means I've given you money, work with it, and come and give account.
Je te donne l'argent. Viens rendre compte de ce que tu as fait avec.
The banks, the cost of the services of those editors, where they come around, do you know how you feel? Do you know how inflated so? Heaven, no editor, is a master chief editor. He will give account. Where you are going to sleep tomorrow, you will give account. Where you have decided. Or down chan ya may be roof. And now clap your hands for the Lord. Lift the right hand, I am done.
Lève la main droite.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, hey, we have to work for God.
Nous devons travailler pour Dieu.
I wish every day I'm working. Every day I'm preaching. I wish every day I'm going somewhere. I wish every day. Today, lawyers are winning souls. Doctors are winning souls.
Aujourd'hui, de nos jours,
judges are winning souls.
Les juges, les docteurs,
bank man,
les
governors are winning souls.
Les cabinets, tous gagnent les âmes.
Use your life.
Utilise ta vie.
The cell leaders work hard in your cell places.
Les dirigeants des cellules travaillent dur dans vos cellules.
Win souls.
Travaillez dur.
Young man, sweat for God.
Jeune homme, travaille pour Dieu.
Work for God.
Travaille pour Dieu.
You don't need anybody to work with you to win, so only one man.
Tu n'as pas besoin de quelqu'un
avec toi. When I was in school, I had branches, all the schools in Cape Coast. I started my own, and some of my meetings were even bigger than issues. I can go to one school, minimum will be, I will go and sit down, visiting hours. Who is my friend, Sister Bra? What did I say? I'm in a conscious war. Those days, when you come, go and call me your friend. You come. Only one man can turn away one place.
Même une seule personne peut retourner tout un endroit.
I established, and most of the schools I established the self and the youth meetings. Most of them, let me say 89%, they are all preaching now. Some followed Dr. last week, not here. I trained them. Most of them are preaching. Some are bishops now, but my prophet.
La plupart d'entre eux que j'avais enseigné, eux ils sont aujourd'hui des bishops. Moi je suis prophète.
Shut up. Work for God.
Travailler pour Dieu.
Work for God.
Travailler pour Dieu.
Rise on your feet.
Tenez-vous debout.
Lift your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus. Come and shout, Lord Jesus. Lift a hand and shout, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Help me.
Help me.
To do your will.
To do your will.
Help me.
Help me.
To walk.
To walk.
To love you.
To love you.
Help me.
Help me.
To walk.
To walk.
Under your influence.
Under your influence.
Help me.
Help me.
To fulfill.
To fulfill.
Your will.
Your will.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.